Quick rundown. What's on the slate for today? Australia Day and India's Republic Day mark January 26th, a surviving miracle from a 1972 mid-air explosion. Commodore Bremer's 1841 claim on Hong Kong Island. John Logie Baird's first human TV demonstration in 1926. The devastating 2001 Gujarat earthquake. And a note about those repetitive language lists and Google cookie notices you see online. We'll unpack each one.
We'll also explain the oddly persistent language menus and cookie prompts, why they repeat, and what choices actually mean. Stick with us for context, human stories, and a few surprising details you might not know.
Let's start with the big civic dates that make January 26th visible around the world. Australia Day, a national holiday observed with fireworks, barbecues, and official ceremonies, marks the anniversary of the 1788 arrival of the First Fleet at Port Jackson. It's a day of celebration for many Australians, but it's also a day of protest and reflection for Indigenous Australians, who refer to it as Invasion Day or Survival Day.
Right. That dual meaning is important. For some, it's a national moment of pride. For others, it's a reminder of dispossession and ongoing struggles. Public debates over changing the date or holding alternative commemorations are ongoing, and they're part of broader conversations about history, recognition, and reconciliation.
Also observed on January 26th, in many years, is India's Republic Day, the day the Constitution of India came into effect in 1950. It's a major national event with a large military parade in New Delhi, cultural presentations, and celebrations of India's democratic foundation.
Republic Day is very ceremonial. The president presides, there are tableaus from different states, and it's a moment to remember the Constitution's principles. Like Australia Day, it's a date that carries deep national symbolism, though with different historical roots and civic rituals.
Switching gears to a dramatic survival story. On January 26, 1972, JAT Flight 367 exploded mid-air over what was then Czechoslovakia. Of 28 people on board, only one survived, flight attendant Vesna Vulovic. She fell an estimated 10,160 meters, about 33,330 feet, and lived. It remains the record for surviving the highest fall without a parachute.
Vesna's survival was remarkable and has become almost mythic. Reports say she suffered serious injuries, a fractured skull, two broken legs, three broken vertebrae, and was temporarily paralyzed from the waist down. She recovered enough to return to light work later and became a public figure. Investigations and speculation about the blast's cause have lingered for decades, but the human story is the extraordinary survival against nearly impossible odds.
Going back further in time, in 1841, Commodore Gordon Bremer formally took possession of Hong Kong Island for the United Kingdom at a spot known then as Possession Point. That act launched a colonial era that would last until the handover in 1997.
That 1841 event set the stage for rapid changes in trade, law, and governance in the region. Hong Kong's later evolution, from a colonial port to a global financial hub and then into a special administrative region of China, has deep roots in those early, often contentious moments of imperial expansion.
On a brighter note for technology history, January 26th, 1926, is associated with one of the first demonstrations of television showing. Human Scottish inventor John Logie Baird was working on mechanical television systems, and one of his early successes was the first demonstration that could display a human face. The record mentions a photograph of a television picture of Oliver Hutchinson in that context.
Those early TV demonstrations were primitive by today's standards. Low resolution, flickery images created by spinning discs. But they were proof of concept. Baird's work helped kickstart decades of development that gave us the moving images and live broadcasts we now take for granted.
A darker anniversary on the calendar. The 2001 Gujarat earthquake in India. On this date, an earthquake killed at least 13,000 people, injured hundreds of thousands, and destroyed nearly 400,000 homes. The scale of the disaster made it one of the most devastating quakes in India's recent history.
Recovery efforts were massive and long-term. Rebuilding infrastructure and supporting displaced communities took years. These kinds of tragedies remind us how vulnerable built environments can be to seismic events, and they pushed policy debates about construction standards, disaster preparedness, and humanitarian response.
The January 26th file also notes other anniversaries and people connected to the date. historical figures like Lady Catherine Grey and artist Jean Heboutin, reminders that many lives and stories intersect any given day on the calendar.
Now, one quick practical detour. You've probably seen long lists of languages and repeated prompts that say something like, before you continue to Google, followed by cookie and privacy options. Let's explain why those lists look repetitive and what the choices actually do.
First, the long language lists. Big websites detect your location and browser settings and give you an explicit way to choose your preferred language or locale. They often show a long list, sometimes repeated, to cover global users and to make it easy to switch. It's clunky, but it's deliberate. Inclusivity and legal compliance often trump tidy design.
Then the cookie notice. These pop-ups summarize how the site will use cookies, tiny files that do things like keep you logged in, measure outages, protect against fraud, and track analytics. If you hit accept all, the site will typically also enable cookies used for personalization and ad measurement. If you reject all, it should limit cookies to essential service functions only, though the non-personalized experience can differ by region.
Important detail: non-personalized content is often based on the page you're on, your current search session, and a broad location, while personalized content draws on past activity and settings. If you want more control, click More Options or the Privacy Tools link the notice provides. Many sites offer fine-grained toggles for different cookie categories.
And a last practical note. Those cookie prompts are partly the result of privacy laws and ad ecosystem rules. So the repetition you see, language lists, repeated options, is often a consequence of legal and UX decisions working at the same time.
To wrap up, January 26th brings national celebrations for Australia and India, marks historical moments from colonial claims to technological breakthroughs, and holds stories of human survival and tragedy. And if you run into long language lists and cookie dialogues online, now you know why they look that way and what the choices mean.
Thanks for joining us. If you want the full daily episode with more context and interviews, subscribe and listen to our full podcast feed. We drop new rundowns every weekday. We'll be back tomorrow with another day in history and an explainer on whatever's making headlines.
Until then, I'm
hopeful in take care.